In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel this morning says in its beginning that Jesus returned to his own city. The name of that city is Capernaum. It's not really a city. It's a very, very small piece of ground with a few houses on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. When my wife and I visited there last year, we came away with a good understanding, first of all, how small the city town was, but also how small the houses were. They were somewhat about the size of about three closets. Very small. So if the town was so small, and if the houses were so small, let us conjecture that it would have been very easy for anyone coming to town to be noticed, to be talked about, or anyone who in town was sick to be mentioned. So when Jesus arrives by a boat from elsewhere where he has been doing his ministry, healing the sick and caring for all the people that he has taken care of, it's news and it spreads throughout the community very quickly. Having heard this about Jesus and his ministry, surely then there were people in this community that knew that there was a man who was paralyzed. So with their faith and with his faith, they brought this man to Christ. They brought him asking for healing, and when he was brought there, there was a crowd. People assembled. Anything new in a little town, people show up and they assemble, some to help and some to just simply poke their nose in. And so we have the scribes there more or less poking their nose in, thinking, what are we going to see? Not, oh dear, we have a nice gentleman here in town to honor Jesus, or we have a man who is sick and needs our prayers, but just let's poke our nose in and see what's going on. Well, the friends of the paralytic bring him to Jesus for healing, and Jesus is moved by their expression of faith. He's moved by the fact that the man has faith, and the people carrying him, helping him to get there, have faith. So in this case, you should carry away from the gospel an idea. Faith is personal, and faith is communal. You and I have faith, like the man who wanted to be healed, and you and I have faith, like the community of four men at least, who carried him to Jesus. The idea of faith is our personal belief in Christ, but the idea of a communal faith is our coming together to worship God in the church as this morning. From this gospel, there are really three things you should carry away. One is, I think it would be, maybe you could answer it better than I can, the scribes. What was their attitude? Why were they so bitter? Why were they so judgmental? And how does that affect us today? Christ said to them, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? They didn't have to say it. He knew what they were thinking. And the scribes were either envious of the power of Christ to heal, or if you want to take the worst condition, they didn't want the man healed. I can't answer it. I can't in any way adjudicate that. But the scribes were there, and they were not there for a happy reason. So Christ asked them a very simple question. When Christ sometimes asks questions, he's not asking a question. He's pinning somebody's ear to the door with a nail, as they used to say in the Old Testament. He asked them, what's easier, to say to this man, your sins are forgiven, or to say to this man, take up your bed and go on home? Go, walk, be cured. Now this presents for the scribes two very difficult and confounding questions. The first question is, who has the power to heal? And if they come up with an answer, they have to say, God alone. And then the question is, who has the power to forgive sin? And they have to come up with the answer, God alone. So they're confronted with a very impossible choice. Because if they answer either question, they have to admit to the divinity of Christ. So they're stuck. Difficult. The idea is that you and I have made that admission. We are not the scribes anymore. Oh, once in a while, it gets easy to be a little bit like them and say, why? Why this? Why that? But in this gospel, there's one more thing to be cognizant of, and that is Christ's divinity, fully displayed in this little tiny gospel. A, in the cure of the paralytic, and B, in his ability to, Christ's ability to forgive sin. And as the gospel, as the gospel ends with the phrase, and the multitude marveled and glorified God for this miracle, so you and I need to do the same in the miracles that are given to us, that are given to us every day as we live in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.